We have a Ruth Epstein advisory right now. It is time for our coverage of the stories that you'll find in the Republican American. It's the Republican American Report. Ruth joins us every Monday morning. Good morning there, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall, and happy President's Day. And couldn't you get me a better forecast?
Oh. Yeah, it's been flip-flopping. I've been telling people this morning. I've been watching the National Weather Service. Pat issues his forecast about every 5 to 8 hours. But the National Weather Service, since yesterday afternoon, has flipped from a winter storm watch to taking everything down completely, to putting up a winter weather advisory, to taking that down and putting up a winter storm warning, and now this morning at about 4 o'clock in the morning, changing it back to a winter weather advisory. So, I just tell people, prepare for the worst and hope for the best, because it's obvious they don't have this one pinned down yet.
Right.
But what the heck? All the meetings are Zoom anyway, Ruth.
I don't like ice.
Ice is the worst for me. Let me put it this way. I've already made preparations. I don't like sleeping here anymore. I'm too old for it. I get body aches. But if it's going to be ice, the minute it starts to come down, I'm going to head into work later on today, because there's no way with my knees that the only way I'll be able to try to get into work would be sliding on my butt, but going up the ramp would be impossible.
Awful,
so
awful. And by the way, congratulations on all that weight loss.
Well,
good for you.
Got
good
a lot more
you.
To go. It'll be about, the great thing about this, because the pandemic has been going on for a year, I've done this so long now that my appetite has really changed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just keep going for as long as this is, and I could really take off another 70 pounds easy. So
good for you.
Well, anyway.
So, well, we were up the hill this weekend, up at Satre, that is, and I must say even in this pandemic, they handled it very well, controlled the crowds, and people distanced and wore their masks, and I think they did okay. I haven't heard the final results.
Yeah, I think they did all right. You know, they did a live stream thing, and here's what happened to them. The live stream got blocked a bunch of times because when in between events, they were playing music through the PA system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's illegal to do that now. You can't do that.
Oh, really?
So if people were having problems, that's what the problem was about. When the ski jumps were on, they didn't get blocked. But in between, they were blocked because there were songs that were playing, and it's illegal to play songs over the internet.
My goodness, all this stuff that I don't know about. Interesting.
Yeah.
But
they did a great job putting it together and putting it on. Just amazing.
Their Saturday, and it seemed very well run, and people still enthusiastic, still very excited to be there. As somebody said, it's a historical event up here. And it is.
Yeah.
95 years.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Speaking about the internet and what can and can't be, we have had a couple of incidents this week on Zoom bombing, which is really very unfortunate. It happened at a Cornwall meeting, and then it happened at COG the other day. And, there are always people out there ready to ruin stuff. And I had my first experience with it at COG on Thursday. And I don't know, Marshall, you know more about this than I.
What they have to do is they have to set up another system where people have to register in advance.
Yeah, that's what they're going to be doing.
One more step, and also probably have to spend a little money. Other than that, there's always people willing to just break in and hack something for no reason at all.
No reason, yeah. So at COG, everybody got off, and then they came back on and muted everybody, and had to raise your hand to get in. But just very unfortunate, always something. The commissioner of DEEP was at COG talking about waste disposal, and as we all know, it's a really big issue. Some leak outlooks because of people, we just aren't recycling enough or composting enough, and we're going to run out of space here, and it's going to cost money. And I think, as her warning came through, the steps really must be taken in order to streamline, because we're going to be shipping our garbage out west if things don't get better, and it's going to cost people in the pocketbook. So, interesting talk there. Gear got its okay from the Planning and Zoning Commission in Canaan for a new 120-bed unit. Interesting, that old building is 50 years old, so it's lasted, and now they're hoping to put this new facility just south of where the current one is and use the current one, maybe repurpose it for independent living and some other services. So we'll be watching that. They hope to start clearing the land this summer. Good for Gear. In Sharon, they're still talking about food truck ordinances, which they're hoping to get in place. They're putting it on the website so people can see exactly what it's about and comment. And we'll follow that as well.
You know, and coming up this weekend is a winter weekend in Norfolk. How about that? Huh?
Yes.
It's a virtual event this year again, but they also have live virtual events you can participate in and pre-recorded ones. They've put a lot of effort into the website, and normally it's a two-day event, but because the live events will be still on the weekend, but because it's so much is going to be up on the website, people can experience it beforehand also at weekendinnorfolk.org.
So. Well, it's only appropriate to have winter in Norfolk.
Well, it's, like I said to them when I interviewed them, well, you definitely have winter weather for this weekend. And also the Scoville Library, their second series of Common Ground Talks with Dr. Mary O'Neill will come up, I do believe, this weekend on the 21st again.
And also, a couple of library talks in Cornwall. They're going to be talking about birds, which I have suddenly become quite interested in because we put a feeder up. So if you want to know about feeding winter birds, Cornwall Library is having a virtual talk on Saturday. And I believe Hunt Library is having a talk on coyotes the same day.
Absolutely.
So we've got lots of animal talks. But these, as I keep saying, these talks are fabulous for those who are just keeping close to home and not doing much. They get terrific speakers.
All right.
Yeah. But otherwise, we're pretty clear on meetings. I don't have too much coming up. And, of course, today's a holiday, and so that, that means no meetings, obviously.
Well, we'll see what happens over the course of the week. I'm sure news will pop up.
I'm sure news will, and please keep the snow and ice away, Marshall. You can do.
I'll do my best, Ruth. Okay, I'll speak to you next week.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report, rap-am.com on the web.